This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm really happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Rima Benario. She is going to be talking about how women can learn to approach everything in life from the feminine energy that attracts and receives. There was nothing masculine about Rima's looks, but she learned young that action validated her existence. So she carried a powerful masculine energy into her marriage, creating a power struggle that helped doom the relationship. She has now found the feminine side of self, and she has created what's called the sacred feminine sovereignty. And the key to it is what she calls the seven queens that live within a woman. Welcome to the show, Rima. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's entirely my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your story so that the listener can tune in and see what it is about you that's so special.
Well, I think I started my journey toward this work of supporting women because I needed support myself, right? And sometimes the places where we have the biggest struggles turn out to be the places where we have the greatest medicine to offer the world. And in my journey, you know, I grew up Catholic in an Italian Catholic family, and my father was sort of the central point of the family. Everything else orbited around him.
Right.
And, you know, it's not an uncommon thing for people, I think, who've had that similar experience. And when I got to be a young woman, I struggled with how do I hold my center in relationships with men? How do I find my value? Separate from being somebody's partner. And I was sort of seeking that validation through my relationships, and it got me into a lot of trouble in my early years. And so I went on to work on creating a sense of self that was separate from whether I was in relationship. And as a result of doing that work, I found that I had to look at all those old messages and beliefs that I'd taken on completely unconsciously as a young woman, a young child even, about
right.
the value of women and women as a sort of a one-off from men, so to speak, and all the ways that our patriarchal society creates a second-class version of citizenship for the vision that I saw as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately that led me into studying about the sacred feminine and the lost divine face of the feminine. It was mm-hmm. not always this way. There was a time when we understood that divinity wasn't gendered, that it has it crosses the entire spectrum, and that it has both qualities that we think of as feminine qualities and qualities that we think of as masculine qualities. And I began that work of reclaiming for myself my own sacredness as somebody who was living in a female body, and coming to understand really the beauty of being a woman, of being in this body, and the magic of it, so that I could collect that side of my power. Whereas I had gone overboard in really trying to be in my masculine power, because that's what seemed like where all the action was, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, and where all the power was. I felt the same way. I grew up in a Cuban Catholic family and had the same experience with my father being the lead, and I just, like you, didn't want to be that little meek, you know, woman. And so we do go overboard. So as you began to step into that feminine energy, what did it feel like, Rima?
Well, it was a relief. It was an absolute relief, because after years, really decades of overexerting myself, of operating in a masculine way that's really very taxing for a feminine body. I was in touch with how truly exhausted I was. And I was in such denial about that. And when I finally kind of hit the end point where I couldn't deny it anymore, and I was really the catalyst was that my husband and I were struggling in the bedroom. And that was happening because I kept showing up in this masculine energy. And if you think about magnets, and they have a north and south pole, and if you put the two north poles together, they sort of push against each other and repel each other. And it was sort of happening that way in the bedroom for us, is that I wasn't in a soft and receptive place. And I didn't even understand the value of being soft and receptive because I hadn't had that modeled to me in a clear way. And so when we wanted to try to work on this issue, like one time my husband in a moment of absolute honesty just sort of looked at me and said, I really, really like you to fix this. And at the time, we thought it was indeed just my problem. But as is usual with couples, there's always two sides to what's going on. And when I started doing my work, it just revealed the work that he needed to do. But we're talking really about my journey here. And in that process of sort of attempting to find a softer place, I had to stop denying the fact that I was utterly and completely exhausted. And when I stopped trying to make everything happen and live in a way that was about the energy of pushing and the energy of exertion, and instead stopped and let myself rest, it was very difficult in that moment. And I think it's the reason that a lot of high-powered women they kind of low-grade fear this work, because if we stop the merry-go-round, we have to face the consequences of having been on it for so long. Yeah. You know, the dizziness, the disconnection, the exhaustion. And I'm here to say it's worth it. It is absolutely worth it to press the pause button and let yourself feel what you haven't felt so that you can heal and choose a new way of living.
Mm. I love it. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the merry-go-round, because I used to always say years ago when I started on this path that I felt like I was on a merry-go-round and I couldn't get off. You know, it was going too fast and I just couldn't get off. And then as I began to make changes and find out who I really was and find that feminine part of me, it just was a totally different experience and so much more wonderful. Very good. So
yeah, we have to, I was just going to say that it's great to hear you found your way off before you had a traumatic event that forced you off. And very often what happens is we wait till that moment. We wait until we just simply can't anymore. And either our bodies break down, our relationships break down, our financial situation breaks down, something goes wrong at work, our relationships with our children suffer, whatever it is that might happen, until we finally say, okay, I can't do it anymore. I'm not willing to do it anymore.
Right. Well, there were consequences. The marriage had to end, ended up, you know, being broken, which was very sad. But it was a path I had to take. And so, So as you connected with this feminine energy, what did you discover? What new things burst forth for you?
Well, I learned that there was a way of creating that came from this space of allowing as opposed to forcing, and that there was a way for me to inhabit my body specifically so that it became magnetic. And I was able to use the power of the feminine to draw in. This is what, when we talk about the archetypal energies of feminine energy and masculine energy, we all have both of those energies in our body. It doesn't matter what gender or what sex we are. We all have masculine energy, which is a very outward focused pushing kind of an energy, an action-oriented energy, and we all have feminine energy that is more of an inward energy that draws in, and it's magnetic, and we can magnetize to ourselves the people, the places, the circumstances, the experiences that we really would like to have that creates a life that we love. And that's what happened for me. That's what changed. And instead of getting to the end of the day feeling exhausted and wiped out, so I had no energy left to make myself healthy food or to have healthy conversations with people. And instead, you know, what we do is we reach for the television remote or the glass of wine or whatever it is because we're so exhausted. That way of living is not something we can carry on sustainably. So when I switched over, as I got better and better at being in my feminine energy, I discovered that I had more time for healthy habits for myself and for others while I was still enjoying my life and becoming, you know, doing things very successfully.
Wow, that's awesome. I love the word allowing, and I love that you talked about that. Just listening to it just creates such a great feeling. Could we talk about that a little bit more? Because I know from experience when we're in the masculine energy, as you said, we're trying to make things happen, you know, and figuring out in our brain how we're going to make this happen. Allowing is such a different energy. So could you expand on that a little bit?
True. Yeah, it requires that we are more in our body. That's why this is an embodied practice, where as opposed to something that you're like running around in your head all the time. And for me, I remember, you know, early on in my own journey, hearing people talk about how important it was to take care of myself, to practice self-care, to make sure that I was putting myself first on occasion. And that was so foreign to me. I didn't really understand, what are you talking about? I mean, I just have all this stuff I need to do. And if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And then, you know, the belief is unconsciously, well, something really terrible will happen. The world will end, you know.
Right.
And of course it won't, but we fear that it will. And it's that fear of not being seen as the good girl or the responsible one or the helpful one, or that puts us in a position where we're giving to get, where we're doing all those things we think we're supposed to do, because if we'll do those, then someone else is going to come back around and then take care of what we need. But it doesn't usually happen that way. So we give and we give and we give until we give out. And what we're talking about here is something completely different. It's a radical form of responsibility where you recognize, or I recognize as the queen of my life, that it's my job to be well-resourced. And when I operate from a well-resourced place, I get to give from luscious overflow instead of emptying my well and then expecting someone else to give me their water. And so it meant creating space in my day so that it started out very small, 5 to 15 minutes in the morning, where I would just give myself time for me, whether that was to pray or to meditate or to take a bath, you know, or dress myself in a particular way, where there was time for me instead of rushing off into doing for what I thought everybody else wanted and needed for me to do. And so I became responsible for making sure I organized my day in such a way and took breaks in such a way that I could come to the end of the day with something left to give and not completely and utterly drained. And that can be a real challenge. We need support. Most of us need support in learning how to do that.
Yes. Yes, very much so. It's very hard to do at first because of all those beliefs that we have, that we're lazy, we didn't do enough, we're not good enough, you know, we're failing someone, the world's going to end. And so you're right, we do need a lot of support in that. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call and talk to Rima or have a question for her, the lines are open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
With all that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel like a victim. Like, what's the use? But nothing could be further from the truth. You are more powerful than you'll ever know. You are totally unique. There has never been another individual exactly like you, and never will be again, ever. You are filled with all this potential. All you have to do is tap into it. WhatIWillICan.com will guide you to a better quality of life. Do it now. WhatIWillICan.com. Do it now. WhatIWillICan.com.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Dr. Rima Benario, talking about how women can learn to approach everything in life from the feminine energy which attracts and receives. So what do you believe, Rima, is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, what I'd really like to say is that we have had for thousands of years now models of power that are aligned with this idea of this outward energy, this pushing energy, and it's that we call the masculine energy. And we have not had enough connection to the inward visionary energy, or the more quiet, still voice inside that is a more of a feminine energy. And we are out of balance as a human family. We are out of balance with nature. We are out of balance with ourselves. And we're seeing the negative or downsides to the over-reliance on the masculine form of energy. We absolutely need that energy. We need the sort of warrior, get it done energy. But right. We need that energy to be in service to something greater than itself. We need that energy to be in service to the sacred sovereignty of our highest version of what we can be. And we need the archetypes of the sovereign, and in particular the feminine forms of the sovereign, to bring some balance back into how we live as a people. And that's true at the macro level when we're talking about how we operate as society, but it's also true at the individual level. And even, you know, very powerful men suffer from not having the acceptance of the value of rest, the value of reflection, the value of contemplation, the value of nurturance. We don't typically nourish ourselves at the level that is required for sustainability. And because we're in this constant go mode, and we're getting to the edge of what's positive about that. And now is the time for us to make these changes personally and collectively.
Yeah, beautifully said. Very good. I'd love to talk about your book now. It's called The Seven Queendoms, A Soul Map for Embodying Sacred Sovereignty. So tell us about what inspired you to write it and what it's all about. What can the reader expect?
Well, this book grew up out of the classes that I teach, and I found that the course material that I was presenting, taking women on this journey through each of these seven queendoms, was helping them at such a powerful level, and certainly it helped me. I mean, you know, we teach what we know or what we need to learn as well, that I felt that it was time to put it together in a package that was easy to access. And, you know, things slowed down a little bit during the pandemic, and I used that opportunity to put this book together. And I knew that more than just the teachings that I was presenting with the different seven queens, I needed also to share my story and how it was that I came into this work and this path that I've been on for 20 years. How it was affecting my relationship with my husband, how it was impacting my parenting, and what the benefits have been for learning to live in this more feminine, rooted way. And that's really what drove me to share it. And my students, you know, were anxious for me to put it together in a way that made it easy to be accessible. And so that's what I've done. And I'm very pleased. My publisher, Flower of Life Press, has been so helpful and laid this book out in the most beautiful way. It's really an adventure, this book. It's a full-color book with all kinds of poetry and artwork and imagery, as well as their activities and journal prompts and all kinds of, it's more of a workbook in a way when you get towards the seven teachings. And it's full of different ideas of ways that you can interact with each of these queens and create basically for yourself your own inner queen's council.
Nice. Sounds amazing. Very good. Thank you. You explained it so well. Thank you so much. Would you like to share a little bit about the seven queendoms, how this came to you and what they are?
Sure. So, you know, during my doctoral work, I was studying a wide variety of spiritual paths, as well as some of how we bring science, the science of spirituality, together with the perennial wisdom of spirituality. And in that, there's a whole treasure trove of tools and techniques and teachings available across all the wisdom traditions. And as I was doing that study during my doctoral work and applying it to transformational psychology, which is my area of expertise, I found that there was this way for me to organize all of these incredible gems and jewels of precious information and practices into this collection of queens. And they loosely track to the seven chakras. And so each of the queens is aligned with one of the chakras, and they work with seven different forms of sovereignty. And I discovered this within myself, that I wanted to bring myself more fully into my own sovereignty. But when you talk about it as sovereignty, it's just sort of like, yeah, really, well, what is that? How does that really show up in life in a practical way?
Right.
So when I asked that question, the answer I got back over a lot of experimentation and trial and error was that there are these seven areas of sovereignty. They're spiritual sovereignty, mental sovereignty, your career or dharma sovereignty, your emotional sovereignty, energetic sovereignty, sexual sovereignty, and physical sovereignty. And so I created a queen to help me imagine and then embody each of these kinds of sovereignties for myself. And so there's a divine queen to support me in having a very powerful spiritual sovereignty. There's a visionary queen to help me with my mental sovereignty. There's an expressive queen who helps me with my work in the world and how I express myself in the world. A loving queen that supports me with being emotionally sovereign. An empowered queen that's all about how to be in my energy and my power so that I'm able to be in a place of good, healthy power, self-power. A passionate queen who helps with sexual sovereignty, and then the grounded queen who's all about physical sovereignty and being physically taken care of and cared for in the world. So that's a kind of part of how it works. And then what's really interesting is that each of these queens has two what we call shadow queens that we need to watch out for when we find ourselves either having too much of a good thing or not enough of the good thing. We can distort the energy of that sovereignty, and it can lead us into trouble. And that was what I found out on my journey, is that it was this about sort of coming into this very centered and balanced place, healthy place, and touching myself when I was moving off that sort of more healthy dynamic into one of the shadow areas. And there's a lot of really great ways to look at and ask questions about your experience in life so that you can see, You know, how did your growing up years set you up? Did it set you up really to believe in yourself strongly that you can see a vision and go for it and create it? Or did it teach you that there were going to be a lot of barriers in the way? Or yeah. did you grow up in a sex positive environment where you felt that your sexuality was celebrated and something to be honored and cherished? Or did you grow up in a way where you felt you needed to hide and you were sinful or dirty? And then so there's healing work that needs to happen around that. And that's true across all of the queendoms. We take a deep look at these areas so that we can find the little hidden places or the dust bunnies in the corner that need to be cleaned up and taken care of.
Wow, that's pretty awesome and so in-depth. That's fantastic, Rima. Thank you for sharing that with us. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your books.
Well, the book is available on Amazon. You can just Google or go to Amazon and search for The Seven Queendoms, and you'll find it there. And you can order it. It goes all over the world. You can also visit me on my website at rimabonario.com, RimaBonario. Or you can Google Rima and the Seven Queendoms, and you'll find me that way as well. I'm the only Rima Bonario in the whole world that I'm aware of.
Wow,
and you can find me on you can find me on Facebook as well. That's the benefit of having a really Italian different name. So when you come to visit me on my website, we have a really wonderful quiz that you can take there so that you can answer a few questions and learn a little bit about yourself and what's your strongest queen archetype. And from there, you'll receive a free download with a description of that queen archetype and some really cool activities that you can do. You can also learn a little bit about my work and my programs. I've got some programs coming up this fall that are going to be great fun for people to participate in if they're wanting to explore a little bit more of their own inner life, their own inner queendoms.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Sounds fantastic. So we just have a couple of minutes left. Is there something that you, last thing that you'd like to say to listeners, something that's deeply on your heart today?
Well, I think I'd like to speak directly to the women who sort of found themselves in this not enough club, you know, like there's that we can never do enough, we can never be enough, we can never have enough, and it's a constant state of striving that we've, you know, bought into this idea that what success looks like from the outside, and whether that's being the perfect mother or the perfect employee or the perfect wife or whatever it might look like, how we drag ourselves through the mud and drive ourselves to the point of exhaustion, that it's time for us to stop that now, that you don't have to keep doing that, that you can find sisterhood, you can join with other women who are ready to find a better way, another way to live that's more gentle, more loving, and I would say ultimately greater, brings greater success than the way we've been taught, that we can never be, you know, we can't out-yang the yang as women, and that it's important for us to step into that yin energy, that softer energy of the feminine that's waiting for us. The world needs it, and we have a little bit easier time accessing it. So we get to have that. We get to have that in our lives.
Lovely. I love that. Yes, the world needs it. We all need it. And it changes your life when you begin to do that. I can say that from experience. Well, thank you so much today, Rima. It has been such a pleasure having you. Thank you for sharing so authentically from your life and all the wonderful things that you've learned and now are teaching. For the listener, this is a live show, but they're creating a replay of it as we speak. So please spread the message. Send this show link to friends, people that you know that need to hear about this feminine energy that is so necessary in our lives. And join us next time. I'm there to be authentic. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. broadcasting live from Southern California.